552-carat yellow diamond was found in Canada's subarctic this fall, and the world just learned about it. It was really a gift for the industry, which is facing quite an uphill climb right now. Bloomberg's Tom Bizeval joins me from London. Nice to talk to you, Tom.
Nice to speak to you too, Danny.
So there are diamonds and there are diamonds, and this one is really a whopper. Tell us about it.
Well, it's really, really big is the only way to describe
it. It's really big.
It's really big. It's among the 30 biggest diamonds that have ever been found in history. It's yellow. It's about the size of a small chicken's egg. And this, wow. You know, diamonds aren't supposed to come this big. But really, size isn't actually what's important with these kind of things. It's how big and how high quality the largest polished diamond that can be cut from it is. No one pays a lot of money for a big, big rough diamond. It all comes down to how big that polished diamond for a piece of jewelry we can get out of it is. And as of yet, we know almost no details at all about what the potential for this is. I think the company that founded has told us it's gem quality, which is a good sign, but it's going to be a little while yet until we get a good idea of whether it's going to be worth a huge amount of money or not.
Right. And I mean, I guess, you know, obviously they're hoping for that, not just because it would be worth a huge amount of money, but because comparatively it would be worth a huge amount of money per carat, right? The fancies are the stronger part of the market. The rest of the market's not doing that well.
You're absolutely right. I would go as far as to say is it's been a really, really ugly year for the diamond industry. It's just tough everywhere you look. Every single diamond producer is having a difficult time. And there's quite a few reasons for this. The first is there's just too much supply, especially amongst the smaller, sort of cheaper diamonds, which make up the vast majority of diamonds mined. There's just too many mines producing too many of them, and it's feeding into a market where a lot of the diamond cutters and polishers, mainly based in India, are really, really struggling to turn a profit. And, you know, something like this is good news. It's good news for the diamond industry. It raises its profile, and it's certainly good news for the company Dominion Diamond and Rio Tinto that founded in their mine in Canada.
The one thing you didn't mention, which I find really interesting, I think especially for 2019, is that push by De Beers into synthetics, which is still, I think, kind of a head-scratcher for a lot of people. It seems like they're shooting themselves in the foot. Why on earth would they want to be selling jewelry made with synthetics?
It's really just a classic De Beers playbook move, if you look at it. So they think that synthetic diamonds, which are being made by their rivals at the moment, are priced too similar to their natural diamonds, and customers can't tell the difference. So they've come in, they said, we're going to make synthetic diamonds, and we're going to make them cheaply. And hopefully, their plan is to drive a huge price margin between what you pay for a natural diamond and what you pay for a synthetic diamond, and put pressure on the economics of the synthetic diamond producers. But it comes with a huge, huge risk. There's a real danger that you're going to walk into a store, you're going to see two diamonds that look exactly the same and be like, hang on a second, one costs 20% of the other one does. I'm going to buy that one instead.
It's going to be really interesting to watch next year. Tom, thank you very much.
A pleasure.
That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in New York. I'm Danielle Bokove.